His words of comfort and his words of help. And he says in verse number 1, comfort ye my people, saith your God. God wants his people to know that they can be comforted. Amen. God wants his people to have assurance that there's comfort to be found. He says, I'll send my messenger. I'm going to send my helper. And I'm going to let you know that help is on the way. I'm here to tell you tonight that help is on the way. Help is just a prayer away. Help is just a call away. Help is just a need away. And all you got to do is just trust him for the help that you need. Amen. He said, preached this morning, verses 12 down to 26, and we never did finish what we was preaching this morning, but God got finished, amen, and that's what was important, but he wants us to know that he's able. He has the ability, he has the power, he has the authority, and he can do whatever it is that you need to have done, amen, but so many times we question, and that's where we're going to pick up tonight in verse number 27. Sometimes we wonder, where's God? Anybody ever wondered where God was? Amen. Let me tell you what, he's right there where he always was. Amen. When our granddaughter died, a young man that's kind of like one of our kids, just about raised him in our house, and he'd got discouraged. Some Christian people had hurt him and hurt him bad. And when our granddaughter died, he looked at me and said, well, where's your God now? Where's God now? Where was God when this baby died? I said, Carl, he's right where he was before she died. Amen. He's right where he was when his son died. He's right where he was when I needed him to save my soul. And praise God, he'll always be where he is. He's unmovable and he's unchangeable. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. I thank God that he's the God of all comfort. And he says, comfort ye my people, saith God. Amen. The Bible says over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, he is the God of all comfort. And he wants you to know not only he's the God of all comfort because he says so, he's the God of all comfort because he's proved so. Amen. He's created this world. He says he can have held the water in his hands. If you want to liken him unto a man, he could hold all the waters in this world in his hand. Not only that, my friends, he can hold the whole universe. Everything that we know, every solar system that science and astrology has been able to determine is out there. My God holds it all in his hand. Amen. Every star that's been hung in space and in the heavens, he's placed them there individually, and he knows every one by name. And though the astrologers are still searching and still mapping and still numbering, all they got to do is just check in with God, and he can tell them where they're all at. Amen. And he can tell them what they're all called. And then he says we just question. We wonder. And he's just questioning us. He makes us question ourselves. Up in verse number 21, he says, have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? We need to ask ourselves, why is it that I'm not trusting God? Haven't I heard about what God has done? Haven't I heard about who God is? Haven't I heard about what God has accomplished and what's been proven? Let me tell you what, there's not one thing that God's ever set out to do that's failed. Amen. But sometimes we wonder, where's God? Amen. Verse 27, he says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Where's God? Where's God? Why doesn't God know about what I'm going through? Why isn't God dealing with the problems that I have? Is God even aware? Let me tell you what, God is aware. Amen. I like the way a fellow said it one time. Has it ever occurred to you, nothing's just ever occurred to God? Amen. Amen. Nothing's just ever occurred to God. Amen. Man, I'm riding down the road sometimes, and all at once, man, it's like somebody flipped the light switch on, and something just occurs to me, or I've been trying to, at work, I'd be trying to troubleshoot a piece of equipment and find a problem that's been eluding us, and, you know, be going down the road, you'd be doing something else, and all at once it occurs to you, he didn't do this. That's never happened to God. Amen? That's never happened to God. And it never will happen to God. You know why? Because he's God. Amen. Amen. Because he already knows. Job said, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. God already knows what you're going through. God already knows what you're dealing with. God already knows what you're struggling with. And we say, well, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. God doesn't know what I'm going through. God doesn't know what I'm dealing with. God doesn't know what I'm doing. Yes, he does. He's fully aware. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes we do things, and we wonder, does anybody really know what I'm doing and what I do? Does anybody really care about what I do? I'm trying to work in church, and I'm trying to minister to people. I'm trying to do what I believe God wants me to do. And does anybody even pay attention to what I'm saying and what I'm doing? Does anyone really care? Let me tell you, God cares. Amen. Amen. Man might not be aware of it. Man might not know it. Amen. But God does. Amen. I'll tell you why, I'll take that bunch back there. Amen. Third row up back there. Amen. You know, they go do what they do and people don't even know who it is that's doing it. Amen. People's not even aware of it. Because they do it in costume. They do it hiding their identity. For the purpose and the express purpose of being able to share Jesus Christ. And some people say, well, I wish everybody knew that I was doing this, and I wish everybody was aware that I'm... Hey, don't worry about it. God knows. Amen. Amen. God knows who that weirdo is and that Darth Vader and them other nice people that do all this stuff. God knows. Amen. God's aware. Amen. You thought you were going to get away, didn't you, brother? Amen. That God knows everything that we're doing. God's aware of all the effort that you put in. Nobody else might know that you came down to the church and you took care of this and you took care of that. God knows. Everybody else might not be aware of the trials that you're facing and the trouble that you're going through, but God's aware. Amen. God knows. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The psalmist said, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we're but dust, or that we're dust. Amen. Now, he knows our frailty. Does God know how weak I am? Does God know how I'm not able to do this and I'm not able to do that? And I just don't know how this is going to get accomplished because I'm just unable to do these things. Yes, God's aware of what you need when you need it. Amen. When it come time to do his work, he already had plans and he already equipped somebody to do what was needed. Amen. Moses said, I can't speak. God said, that's all right. I've got something for you. Amen. I've got something for you that will demonstrate the power of God. And when he kept on whining, he couldn't speak, God said, that's all right. I'll send your brother Aaron with you. Amen. I'll send somebody with you. When it come time to build the tabernacle, and they're out in the middle of the wilderness, and God was very specific on how he wanted things to be built, you know what he said? He said, I put into Belizio, amen, a mind to be able to do these things. And I put into these other fellows this mind to be able to, he gave them the ability. He was aware of what needed to be done. Amen. He was aware of what they needed to know. He was aware of whatever their shortcomings might be. But you know what? He took care of that. Amen. Amen. We question sometimes, God, don't you know? Or God, how am I going to? Or God, am I going to be able to accomplish this? Let me tell you what. Yes, you can. God's already aware of everything you're going through and what you need. And praise God, He'll supply your every need. Amen. Over in Daniel, he's talking to the king. He says, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and light dwelleth what is with him. You see, when we get impatient and we begin to question whether God's aware, it begins to breed doubt. It begins to breed fears. It begins to breed hurts because we're not willing to deal in God's time. We're not willing to wait and deal in God's way. We're not willing to do it according to God's purpose. But God's already aware of what needs to be done, how it needs to be done, and who needs to do it. Amen. I don't know what you're dealing with in your life. Well, God's calling you to something, whether you're bearing burdens and trials, and maybe your home life is a wreck, and you come to church and you put a smile on your face, and everything's going crazy. Maybe your health's a failing. Be like Sister Ella. She told Sister Joanne back there that I will never forget that. Joanne said, well, what you going to do? When she found out the last time that the cancer had come back and there was nothing they could do. She said, I'm going to slap my wig on. I'm going to paint my lips up. And I'm going to come to church and worship God as long as I'm able. Amen. I will never forget those words. Amen. And you know what? That's just exactly what she did. Amen. That's just exactly what she did. And God knew what she needed. He knew what she was going to go through. But praise God, he was already aware of it before the doctors told her. He already knew what she needed. He was already aware of the grace that she was going to need in her life to overcome the obstacle that was before her, before she made known her need to anyone. And God supplied. Amen. Not only is he aware, but we was preaching this morning and we was trying to have you to understand and be convinced and be assured in your heart that he's able. Amen. God said, nations are nothing. He said, creation is nothing. I've created it all. Amen. I've done it all. I weighed the mountains and the hills. They were nothing. I don't have to ask counsel of anybody. I have all the wisdom and all the knowledge. I don't need anybody to instruct me in anything in any way. He said, you can try to make me up and try to make a God and form a God, but there's nothing like me. Amen. He's able. Amen. Look at what he says. Hast thou not known? Sound familiar? Hast thou not heard? Where's that? Back down there. I just read it to you a minute ago. Yeah. Oh, verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Amen. We forget so easily who it is that we serve. We forget so easily who it is that's in control. God says, have you not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Praise God, he's able tonight. Amen. He's able tonight. He stretched out the earth from end to end and everything in between. God has put it there. He's able tonight. Amen. He understands what you're dealing with tonight. There's nothing that you're going through that he's not aware of, and he don't understand why you're going through it and how long you'll be in it and when you'll come out the other side. Praise God. There's no weariness with him. Sometimes we try to ascribe to God. We try to put on God our human frailty. Some folks think God rested on the seventh day because he grew tired. He didn't. He didn't grow weary. Amen. He's not like a man. He says, I don't get weary. I don't faint. Amen. But he gives power to those who are. Amen. Look at what he said in verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Job says, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. God does not weary as man does. God doesn't grow weak as man does. God doesn't faint as man does. But God keeps on doing what God does because God is God, and there's no limitations to what God is able to do. Amen. Amen. Look, even in verses 30 and 31, he tells us that we're prone to weariness, but he provides strength. Amen. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Bryson, he's a hard-working young man when I got him working with me. Do you get tired when you're working with me? Yeah. Amen. Hush. Amen. Amen. He gets tired. Mary, she's going to college. You get tired. Amen. Amen. You get weary. Amen. I won't ask none of you old folks. Ask some of these kids, you know. And it don't take a whole lot, and I need 8 hours sleep and a bowl of Wheaties. Amen. You know, I need all the help I can get. Amen. But you know, he says, even the youth shall faint. We have nothing that we can stand on, nothing that we can depend on in and of ourselves, because even the strongest athlete has a point to where they will weary and where they can no longer go on. People have done marathons and these triathletes and these things, and we see these survival things on TV where they drop people off and they think they're tough until they have to get out there in the world where they have nothing and find out how weak and frail they really are, and they faint. They faint. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Folks, he's able, and he's available. Amen. He's aware of what you're going through. He's able to meet your need, and he's available to do it. But you have to depend on him. Look at what he said. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. It don't matter who you are. The Lord can give you strength. The Lord can give you the hope and the help that you need. The Lord can bring you through every trial, but you have to depend upon him. Amen. That word wait, right there in verse number 30, they that wait upon the Lord, it's from an old Hebrew word. It's another one of them archaic primary roots. And I've been getting into looking at a lot of words and studying words at times. And when I'm reading across them in a commentary or something, and they mention it, I like to go back and look at what it means. And it said it's from an old Hebrew word is pronounced a kawa, but what it actually means and what it actually is trying to say is that they that wait in hope, they that are expecting, not just waiting. We think we just wait, well, one day God's going to do something. But they wait expectantly. Amen. Amen. They wait hopefully. They wait believing. Amen. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I know God's going to do it. Amen. Amen. I don't know why. I don't know where. But I know that God is going to do it. Amen. I don't know who. And I don't know wherewithal. But I know that God is going to do it because he always has, as Brother Jim says, our definition of faith. He always has and he always will. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God that we can wait We can hope on Him, hope in Him, and hope through Him. He says, they that wait, they that depend upon the Lord, they that are trusting in the Lord, they that are expecting for the Lord to do something. You know, God is only going to do something in your life if you're expecting Him to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Some people think God's just going to do anything. I'm going to sit here and do nothing, and God's going to bless me, and God's going to give me peace, and God's going to pour out everything upon me. God expects us to do something. Amen. He said, be ye not hearers of the word, but doers. Amen. If we're doing what He wants us to do, when He wants us to do it, and how He wants us to do it, praise God, what's going to happen? He's going to show up. He's going to do, and He's going to perform just exactly what it is that we need to give us the strength and the ability to do what we need to do. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. How do we know this is true? Because God's able.
Amen.
Amen. How do we know He's able to meet my needs? Because He's aware of them. Amen. Tonight, I don't know every heart, but God does. I don't know every need. Some of us have worries, and some of us have cares that to other people would be absolutely meaningless. Amen? Has no effect whatsoever. But to you, it's the greatest weight that this world can thrust upon you at this time and at this moment. But God's aware. And God knows. And God cares. And sometimes we wonder. And we question when we should be waiting and expecting. Amen? He said, why are you saying these things? Have you not heard? Why are you saying that God doesn't hear my judgment? It won't be. God don't even know what I'm doing. Yes, He does. But depend upon God. But He says, they that wait upon the Lord. Not the ones that are questioning God, but the ones that are depending on God are the ones that are going to find the victory. They're the ones that's going to soar like the eagles. They're the ones that's going to arise above their problems and above their situations and above their circumstances. It's not they who are questioning God, but they who are waiting for God to do something. Amen? There's a big difference. Some people are believing that there is a God. He sent His Son to die, and you've trusted in Him, and you've asked Him to save your soul, and you believe He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and you understand and you've heard that He's coming back again. But you're more busy questioning when He's coming than expecting His coming. You're missing the blessings that God wants you to have as His children. You're missing the blessings that God wants to bestow upon you in your life because you're questioning, when's He coming? And why are you questioning, when's He coming? So you know how much more time you got to goof off before you get serious? Why else would you be questioning? Amen. It's just like eternal security and falling from grace. Two doctrines that are fought about, especially in the Baptist churches. And hyper-Calvinism and hyper-Arminianism, neither one is right. Somewhere in the middle is the truth. Amen? But the arguments, I've maintained this. This is a quote that comes directly from me, and you hear anybody else say it, they got it from me, I guarantee you. Was the only reason people argue about that nonsense is they want to know who has the best way to sin and get away with it. That's all it is. Amen. Our Bible emphatically teaches to get right and to strive to stay right. in our adult Sunday school class. We've been touching on that. Every man that has this hope within him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Amen. What's that mean? We strive to maintain a relationship. We strive to maintain our standing with God. Amen. God wants to do something great in your life. But he wants to do something great for those who are expecting him to do something great. He wants to do something great for those who are living their lives expecting that he's coming back any moment. Because when we live and we wait expectantly, we're living with anticipation. We're living with hope. We're living with an excitement within us that one day God's going to come. The clouds are going to part. The trumpet's going to sound. Amen. And we're going to hear the voice saying, come up hither. Amen. Saying, come up hither. Amen. We ain't going to need no eagle's wings. Amen. We're not going to have to be like the birds and like the Greek fellow that him and his son made the wings. Anybody remember that? Icarus. Amen. Flew too close to the sun. The wings melted and they died. I ain't going to have to worry about that. Amen. I ain't going to have to worry about that. Because I'm waiting on him. Amen. I'm depending on him. I'm trusting in him. And tonight, I think the message begs a question of each one of us as individuals. Am I asking why? Or am I looking for when? Amen. Am I asking why? Or am I looking for when? And that's a question that only you can answer for yourself tonight. As we stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.